Sky, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. So firstly, can you tell us briefly about your organisation, Why Vote?
Sure. I basically started Why Vote in the lead up to the last federal election in 2016, where I had noticed this enormous trend of young people feeling really disenfranchised with politics and not participating in things like voting. And so originally it started as a campaign to increase youth voter participation, but it was always in my mind to look at how do we address the deeper issues and trends we're seeing around decreasing faith in democracy as a system of government. So I guess that first campaign was a real anchor for our work. And even at the last election, there was actually an enormous increase in youth enrollment. And of course, it's increased even more right now, which is amazing. But I still think there's a lot of problems that people are facing in terms of feeling like there's a big disconnect between their day-to-day lives and, you know, policies and politics. So we're looking at how do we empower young people to make their voices heard through those processes, you know, during elections, but also in between all of those times.
Right. Okay. Sounds great. And so, you know, the Emerging Civic Leaders program, that must be a manifestation of what you've just spoken about. Can you talk a little bit about the program and what it offers?
Yeah. So this is a new program for us, and we've just kind of run our first round with a bunch of groups in New South Wales, actually. And it gives young people some of the that basic toolkit for not just for understanding what civic leadership is. So I think when I look back at my own journey in, you know, in community work and in leadership and that kind of thing, a lot of the time we were thrown in the deep end and were so passionate, but, you know, you'd get to a meeting and you just didn't quite know what to do with yourself. And so it focuses on some of the toolkit of, you know, how do you listen to your community? How do you consult people? How do you get them involved in what you're doing? And then also some really practical skills that are useful for not only like making your voice heard at the community level, but in study and career and stuff. So we talk about really important communication skill sets and how do you build shared leadership in a team setting and how do you play to your strengths and that kind of thing. So the idea of it is there is a basic thread of knowledge they get around civics and democracy throughout the program, but they also run a campaign in their own community to get young people pledging to vote at all levels of government, because while voting at the federal level is quite high at the moment, you know, in some areas up to 30% of young people aren't voting in local government elections and things like that. So there's that thread of knowledge, but we also get them to run a campaign and practice really important skills for creating social change so that as individuals in their own journey, they can apply those, you know, in creating social change in other ways or, you know, however they might see in their own life.
Wow, that's fantastic. And so many of these emerging leaders are doing just that in the lead up to the federal election then?
Yeah, it's been amazing. So it's kind of been the first iteration of the program, and a bunch of groups have been running Pledge to Vote campaigns in their community. And this is, you know, there is a focus on enrollment, but it's also like looking at the underlying reasons why people don't want to vote, which are, you know, are super valid. I don't feel like people are listening to me. I don't feel like one vote makes a difference. And it's about them getting out there and having one-to-one conversations with their peers and talking about the power young people have to create change, because right now it can feel extremely overwhelming that, you know, with all of the things we're hearing about the state of the world, how would one election make a difference? And it's about them getting out there and having those conversations that say you've got to go beyond enrollment, you've got to go beyond just voting, you know, like having a passive vote, and really think about what you're doing with that and use that to make your voice heard.
And you're so right. And you can see that change with, you know, climate change protesting with the youth lately as well. And it does, you're right, it does go beyond even just the protests. You kind of want to get the community to corral the community into action. So, yeah, fantastic. And I understand part of the program was to encourage young voters to enroll and pledge to vote was one of the parts of the program. So what was your reaction to the news by the Electoral Commission that 88.6% of young Australian voters had enrolled? to vote?
It's amazing. Super exciting. But I'm not totally shocked.
Yeah.
Because I feel like this has been building for a while. Right at the last election, enrollment amongst 18-year-olds increased from something like 51% to 71%. But that's nuts. You don't see these kind of things happening in other countries. And there's a lot of organisations working really hard at it in Australia. And so it's amazing and it's surprising in the sense that it's like I don't know of another country that has youth enrollment at that level, but it's also, this has been building for a while, and I think young Australians, we have a strong democracy, but we want to demand that our voices are being represented, and I think politicians across the spectrum need to start working harder, because young people do have an enormous amount of power, and if they don't start doing a better job of representing their views, then they're not going to get their vote. Yeah. I hope there's more young people just start running, because I think that's what we're going to need to see.
Exactly. And, you know, I can say we because I guess I'm a younger person, but, you know, we're the ones who are going to deal with, you know, the effects of climate change and so forth. So, you know, it is very relevant to us, the policies that are made right now, for sure.
Absolutely. There's that. And I think there's something interesting, because I look at my parents and their friends, and I think, you know, there's a lot of generations that want to see action on issues like climate change. And it's an issue that affects everyone, and, you know, no matter, it shouldn't be for one party or the other. Like, this should be a bipartisan thing. Mm. But I feel like we're young people, and I'm on the older end of that spectrum now, but like young people in the generations coming up now, they grew up in a very different time where you're not just kind of so wedded to ideologically to a party. And I think that's where we can see change, where you know, perhaps my parents' generation, well, you know, basically research shows that they're less likely to change their vote. They're more, even if they disagree with something, they're more likely to try and use that party mechanism from within. They're less likely to change their vote if they've always voted for one party, whereas the younger generations can really swing the outcome of the election, because they're more likely to vote on a issue that they care about. So if there's a couple of issues like climate change that certain parties or certain candidates are speaking out on, they're way more likely to go, okay, well, that's the person that most represents my views, I'll vote for them.
Right. And you want that flexibility, I guess, as well. And so just lastly, Skye, so how can young people get involved in the program, and why Votes Organisation?
Sure. So at the moment, you can head to our website, which is letteryvote.com.au. And I think that there's like an Emerging Civic Leaders page on that. And the other thing is we're partnering with councils right around Australia to do this. So we're always, and, you know, other non-profit organisations and stuff like that. So we're always looking, you know, if you're a part of a community group and want to partner with us, it's an entirely non-partisan program. We don't promote anyone to vote for a certain party. It's all about just really understanding where you have power and your rights and responsibilities in this.
Fantastic. Well, Skye, thank you so much for your time on the show today. It's been a pleasure, and I'm sure many young Australians listening will want to pick up their game and head on over to the site. Sounds great. Skye,
awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.